we're talking about tools for Avos Hashem, then the Rambam explains that our human relationships are models for our relationship with Hashem. And the more we can understand human relationships, the more we can understand how to have a relationship with Hashem. So there are three ways of discovering another person's virtues and coming to love them. And these we can apply to Hashem. Number one, is focus on the pleasure that the other person gives you. So we can learn to love Hashem by recognizing and appreciating the incredible number of pleasures that He gives us every day. Seeing the kindness and the love for us that He expresses through the ongoing gifts. Hashem spoils us rotten. Refer to all the incredible gifts and brachas that Hashem showers us with on an ongoing basis. The second thing is, we can recognize the concern that He shows us. We can learn to love Hashem by appreciating His commitment and loyalty to us. Hashem helps us deal with our challenges and achieve our dreams, even though we might not deserve that much. Hashem has been there for us every moment of our lives. Every detail of our life has been orchestrated with perfect precision. Understanding and appreciating Hashem's concern for us. Ava Rabba Avtonu. Ava Seilam. Hashem's unwavering eternal love for each and every one of us. Third one is contemplating Hashem's awesome greatness. The Rambam makes reference to this. There are two ways: studying the world around us, appreciating His beautiful, incredible world, learning Hashem's incredible Torah, infinitely wise, infinitely deep. Getting to know Hashem through His world and through His Torah enables us to discover Hashem's intrinsic awesome greatness. Whether it's Hashem's genius, kavyachal, His creativity, His unending power. This is the greatest experience of loving Hashem, because it involves seeing His virtues in a way that transcends any human measure or experience. That makes it an awesome experience of love. Now that we understand that there are three methods to help us appreciate Hashem's virtues, as it were, we need to understand that loving Hashem is deeply pleasurable and fulfilling. It's an incredible feeling that we experience in our hearts when we get to know Him. Some people start first with their heads, and others with their hearts. For some people, it's more natural to begin the process of loving Hashem by understanding who He is, and that awakens and generates feelings of love. For others, the process is in reverse. And it starts in their heart by feeling Hashem's love for them. They take those feelings of love and start thinking about Hashem. It's based on a pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech, that love is reciprocal, kamayim panim upanim, kein lev adam la'adam. Just as water reflects a face, so does the heart of man to man. So understanding Hashem's love for us enables us to feel love for Him.